Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. I hope your New Year's got to a great start, my friend. I started doing a challenge with those that were on my email list about getting up 1 hour before her kids in the mornings for moms to do that. And I've been doing that, and it's been so wonderful because I slid back to sleeping in over Christmas break, and I am so excited to get back to getting up before my family because it makes a massive difference in how I feel mentally, emotionally, my window of tolerance, just feeling productive and ahead of the day. And it's hard. It's hard to get up early in the mornings before your family. It's not easy. Our brain is wired to move towards pleasure and away from pain, and it's effort and work to get up until it becomes not hard anymore and becomes a rhythm and a routine. So this is what I've been up to, but in this episode, I want to share with you my story. How did I become a stress coach for Christian moms and for moms that are struggling with out of control anger? How did I even get here? And I want to share that with you because some of you here are new and you don't know my story, and I think it would be helpful for you to kind of know a little bit the story behind the scenes. I thought I was a pretty patient person. I didn't really have any anger issues really, or didn't feel like I had any control issues before I had kids. And then once I had my first son, I started to realize that I would get, you know, frustrated here and there. I probably, when I really started to notice it, when I was sleep deprived and waking up in the middle of the night feeling really frustrated that my baby's waking up, feeling like he's doing this on purpose or thinking that, really. And that was leading to feelings of frustration. And then I also remember when I was potty training him, he was trying to potty train him around one. Silly me, because my mom potty trained all of her six kids around one because she had to wash cloth diapers by hand with the first four kids. So she did potty train us super early, you know, for that reason. And so I thought, okay, I need to be this good mom, potty train my son around one. Well, I tried, and he kept having lots of accidents. And I remember feeling so frustrated and angry with him, thinking that he's purposely doing these accidents, he doesn't want to cooperate, just feeling angry at the toddler. Now I realize that was so silly. And then when I had my second son, that is when I had my first rage mom moment. I've shared this when I was guesting on other people's podcasts, but what happened was that my son was colic, my second one, and he cried a lot. And I remember my oldest was three, and finally I got my newborn to fall asleep, and I put him in the baby swing, and he was finally sleeping, and my three-year-old comes up to him, and for some reason, he just picks up his hand and bites his brother's finger. Obviously, the newborn wakes up, starts screaming again, and I was like filled with massive rage in that moment. Obviously, was sleep deprived, running an empty, maybe even hungry and, you know, tired and all the things. And now I know why it happened, but I was just overcome with this out of control rage in that moment. I just ran up to my oldest son. I physically hurt him. I screamed at him, "What did you do?" Like, I just screamed in his face and I physically hurt him. And he obviously just like crumpled up in a ball, started crying. And right away, like immediately, filled with remorse and shame and just guilt, like that flooded me. Like, what did I just do? Like, how could I have done that? Because in that moment, I literally felt out of control. Like, I just couldn't even stop myself. Like, my body was just reacting to my son. And it's like something just took over me and I couldn't stop myself. And obviously, I knew what I did was wrong and sinful and hurtful. And I just couldn't figure out why that happened, because that has never happened to me before. And I think motherhood brings sides out of you that you never thought you had. I think that is really, really common for moms. We all think we're pretty patient, and then we have kids, and our kids are not doing what we want them to do. We are stretched so thin. We're meeting everyone's needs. We're running on empty, whatever it might be. And we start reacting in ways that we never thought was possible. Maybe we are repeating patterns from our parents that are controlling and yelling and screaming and cold treatments or whatever it might be, maybe even physically hurting your kids in anger. And so if this is you, where you physically want to hurt your kids when you feel angry and it feels scary to you because you know what you're doing is wrong, that it is sinful, that it's destructive to your kids and your relationship with them, and you want to stop and you just don't know where to begin, can I help you? Can I help you, my friend? I have a 12-week coaching program that will change your life and transform your motherhood. I mean it. God has led me to it, to put together a 12-week coaching program, and I'll talk about it in just a second, but it will change your life and how you show up as a mom. You will become the thermometer in your home that brings peace and calm into her home instead of feeling like your kids are walking on eggshells around you because you might blow up at any moment and like you're a ticking time bomb. My friend, God has gifted you these children, and you were chosen by God out of all the women in the world to be their mom. You're meant to do this. You're just struggling. And if you want some help and support, I can help you. You can scroll in the show notes of this podcast and click on Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program, and it's going to lead you to my page that tells you all about my coaching program, and then you can book a call with me if you think this is the right fit for you. So what happened after that moment, incident with my son? I think I've had multiple moments after that. I just don't remember them. They just weren't super significant like that first one that felt completely scary and just really, really, really out of control. And when I had my third son, my husband was a flight attendant. I had three boys, five and under. As you understand, that's a lot of work. I became a stay-at-home mom at that time. My husband traveled a lot. He was gone a lot. And it was just me and the three boys. And as my third one got closer to being a one-year-old, he became super, super busy. He would get into everything. He was like Curious George on steroids. He would literally just climb the counters, get to the knives. He was able to open the locks, you know, on the cupboards. I mean, he was just, he would get into the toilet everywhere. I felt like I was honestly on guard the whole time he was awake. And he stopped napping at 2. He just wouldn't nap. And we had a lock on his door, and he figured out how to open that lock and get out. Like, I'm not kidding. It was just, I felt so reactive. I felt so reactive to my days. I felt like all day I was just raising my voice at him and yelling at him to stop. And I felt so frustrated. I remember I made a list. It's somewhere in some book. I remember I checked it. It was a list of like 50 things that he does or did recently that are just so frustrating. Because I made that list because when I went to counseling, I needed to tell them, like, this is what he does. Like, and I feel so frustrated all day long. Felt so reactive. Obviously raised my voice, constantly threatening. I was spanking my kids at that time. I just hated the way I was showing up as a mom. And around that time, that is when my friend introduced me to that podcast, that Purpose Show. And so as I was listening to that podcast, what happened was that it became around closer to COVID time. It was 4 years in. And so around that time, it was COVID and the world started to shut down. And I just started going to counseling for parenting. A friend of mine who was a mentor, she's like, why don't you go to parenting counseling? Because I think it might be helpful for you to get some insight from someone else, because obviously what you're doing is not working and you're feeling so overwhelmed and stressed out with your toddler. And I did. I started parenting counseling. COVID happened. Everything shut down. We moved to Zoom for counseling, which was fine and helpful still. And then what I noticed is when I started going to parenting counseling is that all the things I was learning about emotional regulation and connection with children and teaching them how to manage their emotions was all helpful and great. And I just could not implement it in the heat of the moment. Things just felt really hard and challenging. And I felt like once my toddler is melting down, I'm triggered and everything I learned just goes out the window. And it just felt really, really hard. I'm like, I want to change my ways of doing things. And I just can't seem to do that. Well, when I started listening to that Purpose Show, that podcast at that time, that was super helpful for me. One of the things that that coach was talking about is her course that she was selling. It's called Unburdened, and it was how to respond to your days and declutter your schedule, declutter your life, create routines and rhythms in your days that serve you so you're just not reacting to your days. And it really spoke to me. I ended up going to my husband and say, hey, it's $100. Can I please buy this course? I've never asked them for money for courses before. And I felt like it wasn't a need. It's just something I really wanted, but I knew it was going to change my life. And obviously my husband's like, we were tight at that time financially. He's like, no, we don't have the money. I was so disappointed. I was so frustrated. I remember melting down and crying about it. And then after a little while, I remember this phrase that coach would say on her podcast, I am an action-taking, problem-solving woman. I am an action-taking, problem-solving woman. And I just said that to myself multiple times. If that's who I want to be, how would I solve this problem? I am an action-taking, problem-solving woman. And so I decided to come up with some items in our house to sell so then I could come up with money for this coaching program. And I did. I found some things in our house to sell. So then I came up with the money for coaching. I put that cash on the account and I bought that course. And it was life-changing for me. It was really transformational. It really kind of like booted me. Why? Because it started to help me understand the importance of taking care of myself and filling in my cup and finding things that fulfill me and create routines and structures in my day that support me and getting up before my kids and creating healthy habits support my mental, emotional well-being. It taught me about mindset shifts that are supportive for me. And it was really kind of like a stepping stone to transforming the way I show up as a mom. And I noticed a massive, massive difference in how I was showing up for my kids. I was a lot more calm and patient, had my window of tolerance improved. I was able to handle my toddler's meltdowns. And the cool thing is because I started to proactively fill my cup daily and not waiting until I was on empty and staying up late. I would get up in the mornings before my kids. I noticed that I had the capacity in the heat of the moment to remember the tools that I was learning in counseling. I was still going to weekly counseling sessions via Zoom with my therapist at that time, and it was so, so helpful. That's literally what kept me sane through COVID, that having that support and getting up before my family in the mornings and having rhythms and routines that support me and just constantly being invested into learning and becoming a better person and version of myself for my family. And that kind of what has got me onto this journey. And as time went on, I started to notice such big changes in my life. I thought I have to share this with other moms. I can't just keep it to myself. I'm that type of person. If I find something that works for me, I share it with everyone I know. And I thought I found this magic, not magic pill, but magic tool that helped me transform my motherhood. And I have to share it with other moms. And that's kind of where my podcast got born, Emotionally Healthy Legacy. And then after that, that's how everything just kind of rolled. After that, I became a stress coach for Christian moms, teaching stress management for moms and mindset shifts and practical habits that are supportive for your stress management. And what I noticed is that a lot of moms say, oh, I'm stressed out. Oh, I'm feeling overwhelmed. And they don't see it much of an issue. But how does that show up in your day-to-day life? What does that lead to? What it leads to is dysregulation emotionally and raging at your kids and reacting in anger and feeling so out of control. And that's where the damage comes in to your family members, to your relationships with your kids. And so that's kind of where it led me to. And eventually God led me to supporting Christian moms struggling with anger. I created a 12-week coaching program, a step-by-step process for you. For you, if you're struggling with out of control anger, if you're yelling and screaming at your kids all day long, if your husband is wondering what happened to his sweet wife that he married to maybe 10, 15 years ago, he's like, what is wrong? Why are you angry all the time? Why are you screaming all the time? Maybe he feels even unsafe leaving the kids at home with you. Maybe you feel unsafe around your kids because you are trying to hurt them physically because you feel so out of control and you're sick and tired of being like that, and you want to make changes in 2024 and you want to create peace and calm in your family. Can I help you? I have help for you, my friend. I have a 12-week step-by-step program that will transform your life. All the details in the program and about it is in the show notes. You can click on step two in the next steps of the show notes that will lead you to the sales page that will tell you everything about the coaching program. Everything you need to know is right there. And if you are ready to make changes and you're sick and tired of feeling stuck and reactive, I can help you. I can help you. You can jump on a call with me. We can talk about if my coaching program is the right next step for you. And we can pray about it together for God to reveal for both of us, because I want you to feel hopeful and excited. And guess what? It is completely risk-free. You have 100% money back guarantee. If you show up and you do the work, you are committed, you do the homework assignments, you watch the lessons, you show up to coaching calls, and you don't see any changes in your life, and you're still reacting and screaming and yelling at your kids just as much, and you don't move towards your goals or reach the goals you set for yourself in the beginning, at the end of the program, I'll give you your money back. But you got to do the work. And I promise you, if you do the work, you will see massive transformation in your life. I promise you. So if that is holding you back, it's 100% money back guarantee. It's completely risk-free. You will see transformation, I promise you. And I'm so excited to support you and serve you in that way. And this is my story. And I hope you found it encouraging and helpful. And if this is something that you want help with, I'm here to support you, my friend. So if this is a new episode you're listening this year, and you haven't listened to my podcast before, I started something new in January. I am sharing one of my favorite Amazon products that I use on a regular basis as a mom that I think would be helpful for you. And I link it in the show notes and you can just check it out on my Amazon store. So I have a 2.5-year-old. And when we moved to Florida, when we were moving, she was still a year old. And my old neighbor, she gave me this crib tent that you put over the crib and it kind of goes right under the mattress. So it's like a mesh tent that you zip up, and so your toddler can't get out of the crib. And I didn't have that with any of my three boys, and they all stopped napping around 2 years old. And I remember it was such a struggle because they would just come out of their room, and we had a lock on their door, and they would just keep coming out. And she gave me this crib tent. And when my daughter was 1.5 years, she started to be upset when I put her in for a nap, and or nighttime bedtime routine, she would throw out her bunny all the time and her blanket. And so then I remembered I had this crib tent and I put it up, and she didn't seem to mind it at first. She didn't like hate it or anything. And it's been such a lifesaver, like for real. It is one of the best things that you can do for your kids. If your kids sleep in a crib, if you have a child who's 6 months old or so, or maybe 9 months when they can sit up, I would highly recommend to put this crib tent so they get used to it. And so it's like white, most of them are, and then you just zip it up. And so your kid can't get out, which is really nice, because once they get closer to 2 years old, between 1.5 and 2 years old, they learn how to get out of the crib. And this is really nice because I can put her in there, and if I need some, I can put some toys in there and just close it up and she can't get out. Or even for nap time, I just put her in there. Yes, she gets upset for a little bit. She cries for a few minutes and then she stops and she falls asleep and she can't get out. And it's been so, so nice. She's 2.5. She still naps most days during the day, and it's been such a game changer. So I was thinking, that if you don't have a crib tent and you have a child who's maybe about 6 months old around now and they're getting older, or maybe like one who is 1 year old and starting to want to climb out of the crib, this will be a life changer for you. I didn't know about these cribs tents until my neighbor introduced me to it. So anyways, I will link it in the show notes and I think you should totally check it out and it will be really, really great. Like, it's one of the best mom hacks I've had. It allows her to stay in her crib in the mornings and not get out. Even if she wakes up, she'll just play by herself or make a little bit noise. Even when she wakes up from the nap and if it's a little too early, she stays in the crib. She can't get out. And so that allows me an opportunity to have like a solid, you know, 2 hours or whatever during the day when she naps to get things done. That even if she wakes up, yeah, sometimes she cries and I'll go put in some toys in there for her. Sometimes if I am on like on a call and she's just refusing to nap, sometimes that lines up and I will just give her a tablet and I will, you know, lock the screen and just, but she's in her crib and she can't get into anything. As you know, 2-year-olds are very explorative and curious and they love to get into everything. And that is my 2-year-old. So besides the point, I just took 3 minutes talking about this crib tent. I will link it for you in the show notes. You're going to love it. And it's a wonderful baby shower gift too for others. My friend, thank you so much for being here. And until next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.